So now at this time, many things what I witnessed this weekend, folks across America, what I witnessed in the center of the United States, in the city of Rochester, Minnesota, where the Mayo Clinic is, I could spend an hour discussing how serious things are getting. So they have increased the clinic there by millions of dollars, preparing to hire 40,000 more employees for what's coming in the cancer. So we at the M&D Gardens will further continue to garden, and show how we can produce this food. So at this time, Darlene wants to say something here.
Just keep using the water unit.
Victoria, are you out there? Victoria? If not, you got hit star 6. Come on.
I just hit star 6. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I certainly can.
Okay, great. Yes. And that was a wonderful piece of advice to begin with.
Thank you.
Keep drinking water, drinking the structured water. So, yes. Would you like me to give a little brief
you go ahead and
I am? And Clayton, I know he's on. He'll need to hit star 6 as well. But
I'm
will
here.
Introduce myself first and then bring him in. My name, for anybody who hasn't heard the previous calls, I'm Victoria White, and I am an authorized distributor of the Natural Action Technologies water structuring devices that Clayton Nolte is the inventor of, and he'll be coming on here shortly. But basically, he has used his background in math and physics in nearly 40 years, or I think beyond 40 years now, the time keeps flying by, of experience in science and understanding the inner world of water and how it affects life. So out of his direct involvement in this technology, he has come out with a number of water structuring devices, which we'll be talking about tonight, and in general, the principles of structured water and how it can affect us, our livestock, our plants, pets, you name it, anything that uses water can be assisted by this technology. So there's a lot involved, and I really appreciate you having us back on and continuing this discussion on this wonderful technology that a lot of people are finally starting to learn about. So just to give you a brief intro as to how I became involved, I learned about it. I have been saying 6 years, but we're now into seventh year, I would say, of being introduced after a friend of ours, our neighbor, had one of the first units that Clayton had put out, and he had an amazing experience, and I kind of talk about it on my YouTube video if anybody wants to check that out. Just type in Victoria Talks About Structured Water, and you'll see me on the ledge of our jacuzzi talking about how we don't have to put any chemicals in our hot tub and all the various ways it's helped us in our lives. But since then, we have heard many, many stories from people all over the world over the years about how it's helping them, and I love to hear more and more about what it's doing for people, and, you know, the knowledge about it just continues to expand, how we can be helped by it in our lives. And now Milt had mentioned about the structured breathing, which is a really exciting new development that has come out in the last year or so, and how it's helping many people. So maybe we can touch upon that a little bit. And I know that I'm sure there are people out in the listeners that have units too, and I always welcome people to share with us what it's doing for them in their lives. So we'll, I'm sure, have a chance to interact and take questions, but with that, I would like to turn it over to Clayton and let him just give a little introduction to structured water for anybody who might be new to this call, and then we'll go on to questions. So thank you so much for having us back on.
Good evening. My name is Clayton.
Are you there, Clayton?
I'm here.
Cool.
My name is Clayton. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Who are you? And tell us a little bit about structured water.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can.
That's a loaded question.
let's see. I always start out, I always seem to start out with structured water is organized. Maybe I should start out with a different tact today. I don't know. Anyway, structured water is organized, water. And basically, if you consider the majority of tap water, well water, all the devices out there that that are touted to make water healthy, reverse osmosis, distilled water, still, even at that, the water molecules, and basically, let's go to what feeds your cells, or how do your cells get hydrated? They get hydrated by one water molecule at a time, and that water molecule can't carry anything physical or anything electrical with it. So all the food you eat is turned into energy, and that energy is carried on a water molecule to your cells. How do you get water down to one water molecule? When the water that you're drinking is 1,000 water molecules in a cluster, and sometimes 10,000 or more, and those clusters of water molecules get bigger and bigger and bigger depending upon the memory that the water takes up. And so by structuring the water, what happens is it reduces the clusters of water molecules down to between 5 and 20 molecules in a cluster. And what this brings to you as you drink water, structured water, is instant hydration. And that hydration, that hydrated water, or let's say that healthy water, it cannot be retaining any toxins. So the statement here is, energetically, all toxins are neutralized. And energetically, all nutrients in the water are enhanced and made instantly available at the cellular level. One nutrient I'm gonna throw in here that you can always add, and that's a blessing or a prayer. We can go on into many other aspects of structured water. Structured water is more dense because all the clusters of water molecules are all the same, so you get more water in a container than you could before. Structured water has, it neutralizes the memory of all the toxins. And you have to think about this. Most surface water, virtually all surface water, bottled water, doesn't matter where it comes from, is retaining the memory of all the things that it's passed through and all the things it's passed by since it came out of nature. Nature has its own structuring device, which is called the natural hydrological cycle. Water is structured by evaporating, going up in the atmosphere, and coming back as rain. However, today's rainwater is coming down through our contaminated atmosphere, and significantly so, that there used to be a time when you could bathe or go swimming in lakes and in rivers and streams and be safe and secure. Most parts of the world today, you cannot go swimming in the lakes and the rivers because they're so contaminated with the things that the rainwater brings down, and also the runoffs from agriculture, etc. So what structuring does is it neutralizes all that contaminants and makes the water available and healthy to your body. So you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, and in doing so when you talk about the molecules going from many thousands or 10,000 clustered together and then breaking up to 5 to 20 molecules, that talks about the structure. So the structure cannot actually even take in toxins at that point, correct? Because of the way that the molecules are, the orientation of the oxygen to the hydrogen, is that correct? There's actually a physical reason why that can't happen, correct?
Right, right. Yes, and actually what happens in structuring is water comes into the unit and actually spins. It goes into a vortex. that vortex drives the water into a molecular change of the water. And the portion of the water that molecularly changes is hydrogen. When the hydrogen and the term is the hydrogen bond angle is changed. That's B-O-N-D. You can look it up. When the hydrogen bond angle is increased, that the water can no longer retain any toxins in it. It's against the law. It's against nature's law. So yes, the clusters get down to so small, they form stars, or let's say multifaceted shapes that can no longer support any toxicity. Yes.
And I like the way you've described it before. Can you talk about the way to visualize it with the coal versus a diamond?
Oh, yes. An example of structure. A lump of coal and a diamond are identical substance. They're identical formulas. The difference is the diamond is structured. And there's several other aspects of that. Let's say you guys are up in if you're in the Dakotas, very, very, very familiar, some of you maybe, with oil. I know in North Dakota they have sweet crude. There's a portion of the Williston Basin that produces sweet crude. Sweet crude is structured oil. It's clear. It's white. I mean, it's clear. And by being clear, it's more easily manipulated, easy to work with, easy to bring into the fuels, etc., and whatever else it's utilized for. The unstructured oil would be crude itself. It stinks, it smells, it's harder to develop into a workable product. So basically that's the difference between structured and unstructured.
So just like not all water is created equal in structuring, so is all substances aren't created equal in structuring, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Victoria?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Clayton, well, we're on that same subject there. On that DVD, is that, they show the pictures, is that the molecules, like he says, the word hate, or the word love, or music, and you see the different formations of the molecules. That's the most incredible there is. Is that molecules?
Yes. That's basically, that's the form that the molecular structure takes form. When you present it with forms that are conducive to health, well-being, love, God. You know, it takes on a beautiful shape or a beautiful form. That's actually the water molecules, or let's say the clusters forming into quality, into life-giving properties. Yes.
That's the most amazing pictures I've ever seen. Formations are. So the question I got then, I got 10 gallons of water sitting here, and they're structured. So, can I take Bach music, they talk about Bach music, and turn that music on and set it next to one of these water jugs, and that'll pick up all those, that music, right?
Yes.
And then you drink that water, and you're going to be singing that music, right?
Well, so you'll be inundated with this, with a similar energy.
There you go.
But you have to remember this. Every person may have a different metabolism.
Right.
They may process it in a different way. So it may come out into different tones or from a different perspective. Anyway, yes.
So then add to it then that we could take another gallon of water and set it into a, let's say we had a round table of four people talking, it would pick up that conversation.
Yes, it will. Yes.
This is amazing. What we're seeing with this water.
It'll pick up the conversation. So think about this. You also are that gallon of water, or how many gallons of water are within you.
Yep.
The liquid within you is picking up, the liquid within your children is picking up the words you speak.
Yes. There you go.
And and the thoughts you think. So think about this. The words you speak, the thoughts you think are forming your destiny and the destiny of others.
Amazing.
So be aware. Be consciously aware of what you're thinking and what you're saying. With this technology, you can change the world.
Well, that proved it by the lady that you had, we had on here 2-3 weeks ago out in California, when she said her neighborhood was now the happiest in the state of California, a large neighborhood. They've all got the units in.
Yes, exactly what happens.
And I believe.
Oh, then you add to that. Let's go to the strawberry fields. They change their strawberries by structuring, giving a structured water cut way back in the irrigation, and now their BRICS reading went from a 4 to a 10 with a high of 18. Now when you eat that fruit, that's going to make a substantial difference.
Yes, it will.
And when we do this to all of our fruit, all foods.
Yes, it will.
Well, this thing, we're learning so much every day, it's getting more exciting. I can't hardly keep it away from Victoria because she just keeps telling us all the time, do it.
It changes all food except GMO.
Yep.
GMO is very difficult to alter, very difficult to bring back to the food value that it was designed to be. Not impossible, but difficult.
But it's taken the bad energies out, though.
Yes, it will remove the bad energy, but a GMO tomato, if it has a 4.5 BRICS, to bring that up in that particular tomato is you can take away the toxins, but to change the food value to a sufficient level to be good for life is difficult.
So then we got to start with the heirloom seeds at the beginning.
Yes, either there that. We have done this in labs with biologists. In fact, a biologist in the Dakotas, as a matter of fact, has done this, and he took GMO seed, planted it, and watered it with structured water and some organic fertilizer, and they did produce seed in the first year, but a very small number of them. They planted it again the second year, or second crop, let's say, again, natural fertilizers and structured water, and received significantly more seed. It took 3 years or three crop periods for the GMO to revert back. And on the fourth planting would be back to its natural, let's say, its natural DNA would return. So.
Amazing.
It is not impossible.
Amazing.
Normally, GMO seed wouldn't even germinate, correct?
Right. It would not. You would not be able to get any reproduction from a GMO, seed or quality of food. So you have to buy, you have to purchase new seed every year from the author, I guess you might say.
Yep. I got to add to that subject something very, very noticeable. I got 30 chickens, and I can't wait since they've been on sucker water. I can go into that house, and you can't believe the singing that those hens are doing all the time. They are singing so much more than I ever heard them before.
And
people,
and
you've got to drink structured water, and you'll start singing a lot more.
And this is a good time, Clayton, if, you know, there's a lot of people are saying structured water, and it's kind of one of those terms that is a little nebulous. And so can you give us your definition of what Natural Action Technologies structured water is in terms of what exactly does it mean so that we know what we're talking about when we're using that term with you?
Well, Natriation technology structure of water is actually is created through the dance. And it is, that dance is through movement. So the water, comes in through Natural Action Technologies unit and it creates a vortex action that is spinning in all directions simultaneously. And you can say left and right, but it's also spinning up and down and around and around and around. So basically what it does through that action or through that movement is what creates significant attributes that structured water brings about. When we go to measure that, or we go to measure Victoria hasn't mentioned her website yet, but it's biophotonic. Basically, the energy that's created in and through that vortex creates biophotonic water. And that biophotonic water, bio is life, photonic is light. So, in a sense, you're creating living light. And this is what is generated through the natural action technologies. Biophotonic water is a measurement of structuring. And on her website, she does have the pictures. She has the pictures.
Video
yes.
as well.
Yes.
So would you say the attributes would include harmonious, coherent, balanced, stable, life force infused water?
Yes, absolutely. All of the above. Coherent water. Mm-hmm. What structured water represents is a highly powerful water. Everywhere that the water goes, it changes its environment. So whether you drink it or not, just having structured water, or let's say the structuring occurring in the room you're in, will actually create an energy field that brings you into a greater harmonious, say, reflection, feeling, being. And it does that with all things. So when talking about strawberries, we've seen where in a strawberry field that you can take strawberries that have a Brix reading of 4, basically Brix being the food value. And within 48 hours, that Brix level of those same strawberries go up to 8. That's doubling. And within a very short period of time, go to 16 and 18 and even further on up. So a unique thing that happens when you have this natural, powerful, energetic event happening is that it creates a coherent effect that radiates out and brings about the same outcome into strawberry plants that don't receive structured water. They're receiving, if they're receiving any water at all, or any food at all, but that coherent energy brings about brings those unstructured or unwatered or unfed strawberries into a coherent field. A field effect is occurring. It's a field effect. And that field effect brings strawberries, when a strawberry blooms, or let's say produces, with structured water, virtually 1,000 feet in all directions, the strawberries bloom and produce with identical food value. So there's a lot of interesting things that occur here, and we are in that neighborhood of what else is possible. We need people to explore this more, to do the field tests, and come back and tell us what happens for them.
I've heard numerous stories of people that have brought structured water into their environment and not told the people around them in it, but they start seeing things change. People's upliftment happening naturally, or people in an office starting to work in harmony together. It can be shown as fish schooling, all in unison, harmoniously. And like you're saying about the hen singing, all of these are examples of what you're talking about with harmonious, coherent energy.
Great. Brings about change. And it brings about that quality. It's a quality of change. It brings us into, potentially, into what we're truly meant to be, joyful, happy beings, enjoying life, radiating a constant presence of peace and well-being.
So, Clayton, back to the strawberry field. You can turn the irrigation on. You said you cut back 40% in the water intake. So, what are you saying? Once every 2 weeks or once a month, we only have to give it a shot of water?
You know how long that functions that way? The scientific version of this is that once you bring a plant or a tree into that structuring world or in that structured world, then it becomes intelligent. The intelligence is eventually, you know, again, I can't say that it's going to happen all year round because in this respect, I have to say further study is required. We haven't had the time, the manpower, the money to go out there and the equipment to actually measure this. But we have seen it, and we have measured it because we did these big investigations in California, you know, where the strawberries, even after they stopped picking the strawberries, they kept blooming and producing. And I had a biologist call me, "How do you explain this?" He said, "The strawberries, even though nobody's picking them, there's candying on the plant because the sun dried strawberries. Normally, when a strawberry is not picked, the white flies come, lay their eggs, and the strawberries drop to the ground. In this case, there were no white flies. And they even have a video basically showing the white flies, clouds of them, 1,000 feet out from the original watering. Now, biologically, you can look at this. Predators come when things are weak. But when the sugar value of whatever is growing reaches a certain point, no white flies can come, no predators can come, because if they do, they would die from, because the sugar levels are so high, when they would try to attack that, the sugar would turn to alcohol and they would die.
They got drunk and they falled off. That's what I always tell
yes.
people. Gets over
That's
seven
right.
bricks reading. Insects will never bother a plant because the alcohol gets too high, they get drunk and fall off.
There you go. You got it.
So while you're on that irrigating then, Clayton, I got a field that's, say, 300 acres, and they got a big pivot going around in there irrigating all this water.
Yes.
Is it best to put the structure water through that unit, or what could we go out with a sprayer and go across that field and put 20 gallons per acre on it? Would that be sufficient?
Probably would. What I would consider doing is putting these pivot have drop downs, right?
Yes.
They have like heads.
Yes.
What I would consider doing is putting a small unit on say a head every 100 feet or 500 feet and see,
okay.
see what happens. Just see what happens. You know, it might hit, might end up to be closer, but again, you may see an amazing field effect. You know,
that would be the same thing as putting that gallon out there and letting it go 1,000 feet.
Right, exactly.
Very, very interesting. Good idea.
Yes. Yeah. The other thing is, and I've talked about this. You know, you could, if you're doing drip line system or whatever, but think about this. If you do a solid pipe, for instance, even if you run water, structured water in a solid pipe or a hose, and you run it out, it doesn't matter how long the hose is. So normally, pipe, when structured water runs through pipe, as the water is passing through the pipe, it builds up a static charge or electrical charge. And we know, and this is true universally, as structured water runs 300 feet in a straight pipe, the water becomes dead water. It has no energy any longer. However, no matter how long that pipe is, if you once structure water in a portion of the pipe and you turn the water off, you stop the water from moving, all of a sudden, instantaneously, as a matter of fact, all the water in the pipe is structured. Doesn't matter how long the pipe is. And that's structured all the way forward and all the way backward to the source of the water. So, think about the field effect. And I'm not trying to change farming here, but this is something that comes to mind. There was a time that Victoria started in this 7 years ago. We were working on a plan to do a very large farm in India. And basically by taking containers of structured water and setting them on the ground every 500 feet, say. Just to do a grid work. Consensus is, if you put structured water in a black container or something that the sunlight can't pass through, because sunlight contains ultraviolet eliminates, well, let's say, it's destructive or disruptive to structuring. It's disruptive to you. But you could take containers and set them out with structured water, and those containers eventually will create a field effect. Again, further studies are required. All these things are we have not really accomplished yet. I mean, Victoria, where she lives, she has structured water all around her property. And that field effect, I have no idea. You know, I mean, it's beautiful where she is. And she lives on a desert. So. But.
Away from the desert.
I might be rambling here a little bit, but I got to tell you, that field effect is an amazing thing. What happens to the trees and the vegetables and whatever it is, that is, let's say, comes into this place of agreeing with the source, agreeing with the structured water, where if it's even 100 feet or 500 or 1,000 feet away. But basically, those plants out there are in agreement. And once they take on that agreement, the potential is here that once they learn this, once you learn this, it is possible that you wouldn't need to do it anymore. And I'm just saying this as a possibility. Humans are entirely different than that strawberry plant. The strawberry plant doesn't think about all the problems it has. It just is. So it can equivocate this energy to a place of knowing the good that it's in. Good can be so prevalent, so magnificent, that it never forgets it. So what happens, or what could potentially happen, is a tree or a plant could just keep remembering. And the biological summation of this basically is that those trees and those plants start assimilating everything they need from the air that surrounds them, from the sunlight. Plant does that anyway. Sunlight changes it to fruit and vegetables. Yes.
Well,
that's not so.
Yes.
So why don't we? We as humans tend to forget. You think about it. You go get a massage, you pay $100 for a massage. How long do you remember that massage? How long does your body remember? But a plant has there's so many possibilities here. Possibility. What else is possible?
Clayton, add to this, then the family got a house, and in their house they've got plants, a lot of plants. And if they start structuring that water, it will totally change the environment inside that house.
Yes.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
And eventually we can start talking to our plant, and who knows? Who knows what else will come from that, you know? Right. Again. We are entering into a world of technology and ability to see more, to do more, and communicate more. So, I mean, I'm constantly in an environment of looking at what else is possible. How can we do this better? And the technology that's coming is mind-boggling. But first off, we have to come into a place that you all out there, or at least a good portion of you, come into agreement that this is an agreement that this is even possible for you. So why don't we get back to something a little bit more close at home for people. Not everybody has a farm. Not everybody is in the. Maybe you all are up there in Minnesota.
Well, Clayton, you're on that subject there. Go back to your DVD when they did the blood test, and when she states on there, when it showed the cells are all clobbered together, drink this glass of water, and 12 minutes later they're all split. The point she brings out. It changes from anaerobic to aerobic. That's so impressive right there.
Great. It is. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what we're doing to the soil. Now it's anaerobic because of the chemicals been used. And we're very fortunate to be able to have all these different microbes to apply in the soil and bring it from an anaerobic to an aerobic. And with the structured water added to it, we are looking at some incredible results coming up this spring.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got the whole story, man. Don't need me anymore.
No. Victoria?
I wanted to mention ask Clayton, there's an ongoing study going on in Mexico, isn't there, with grapes or something?
Yes.
What's the status of that?
Well, basically, this last year, this particular farm is 1 million acres, a 1 million acre farm, approximately. And so they applied structured water to a few rows of grapes, and they asked me, so where should we start? And I said, why don't you just start the first row, you know, and see what you get. And when they put a unit on, basically the first thing they saw is they saw the white ground, and the ground is white all across the country, basically because the water is coming up out of the well or wells, and the limes and calciums in the water turns the ground white, and it's like a white crust. When they ran structured water, within the first hour, that white disappeared, which actually sank down, and it was an unbelievable view. So what the first thing they did is they bricks tested the leaves, and they did that prior to the structuring, and they did it again about 4 hours afterwards, and they saw an increase in the bricks of the leaves. Can't remember exactly what the numbers were, but throughout the growing period, they kept doing the bricks, and normally grapes, I believe, they pick grapes when the bricks is 16. And what happens shortly after they pick them, the bricks reading actually goes up about 2 or 3 points. And that's normal for strawberries. In what
you
happened in this
grapes?
Field, what's that?
You mean normal for grapes? You said strawberry.
Yeah. Oh, grapes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm normal for grapes. I'm sorry. I got strawberries on my mind. Anyway, so the grapes then they reached 16, but they reached 16. I believe it was 3 weeks earlier than they would normally. So they didn't have any pickers to come and pick them. And so they were experiencing the same thing as a strawberry field, where the grapes started candying or turning to raisins on the vine. And they got pickers out there to pick them. The grapes were already up to 28 bricks. So by the time they picked them, the grapes went up over 20. They went up to 30, 31. So that bricks meter only reads up to 32. Now, if you go look at the past history of grapes, you won't see this, because there's no written data to show where this is going. So whoever's growing grapes, or whoever's growing strawberries, or whoever's growing whatever, who's ever growing wheat or corn, will be the pioneers of creating the data, the new book, the new that new picture of what to look forward to. So what else is possible? In Mexico, this whole event, now they're looking at adding additional technologies like organic fertilizers. They also, I mean, they're just, and we do already know this. When we add organic fertilizers to structure the water, the outcome, I mean, is it's a exponential number. Structured water by itself, what it produces, and organic fertilizer by itself, what it produces, is one thing. But when you add those two together, two things that are natural, get this? Natural. Nature. The outcome is significantly greater than they would do by themselves. Always true. So,
Clayton, to add to that,
yes.
I have the article, and a lot of people will probably see it if you go to the Victoria, you remember? I told you about the bees.
Mm-hmm.
I got the list. There's 50 chemicals they're using. They're called neonics. And this structured water will wipe that right out. And if we can get that wiped out and get those plants to produce, like you just talked about, the Brix reading, can you believe how we can bring the bees back for pollination? Amazing what's going to happen.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yes, I live in Arizona. I have neighbors that have bees, and they're all visiting me all the time. So, because I have structured water in my everywhere.
Wildlife can sense structured water very easily.
Yes. Yes. Occasionally at the auditorium, I do have a swimming pool, I had a group of ducks come landed on my pool, and you know, it's kind of an amazing thing. You look in your pool and it's full of ducks. And most of the ducks flew away, and a couple, like a male and female, they were always hanging out in the pool. And it was an amazing thing. They actually had laid eggs and had babies. So it was a fun journey. Wild ducks.
Would you like to open it to questions, Milt?
Yes, we need to. We need to bring some. If anybody out there would like to ask a question to Clayton or Victoria, hit star 6.
And
don't
also,
everybody come on at once.
Yeah, should
Let's
I give
start
my,
some questions here.
Should I give my website, too, in case
all they have
want.
To do, Milt, is unmute.
Unmute, okay. And that's star 6, right?
I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like me also to give my website?
Go ahead.
In case people want to look for more information, too, in case they don't get their questions asked or they think later. It's biophotonicwater.com, what Clayton was saying, biophotonicwater, water.com. That is photon, as in light particle, photon. So it's biophotonicwater.com. And if anybody doesn't have access to the internet and they've got questions for me, they can also call me. And I'm in Tucson, Arizona. And my phone number is 520-325-3400. Again, it's 520-325-3400. Thanks.
Who's the first one? We're going to ask the question. Comment. Experience.
Let me put it in Q&A because I don't think people understand what we're talking about. Anybody else want to come in for a Q&A, ask questions, make comments, or whatever, come in now or we're going to leave? Okay. Okay.
What else you got?
There's no one coming in.
I'd like to add to it then. Anytime you're cooking, you're going to add some of this structured water to, and you're going to be really surprised to see the difference in the taste no matter what the food is.
Here we got. We got three people now in the queue.
Okay. Bring the first one on.
717, you're up.
Yeah, I was wondering about the structured water. I just dialed in about 15 minutes ago, and I find it really interesting. We're home gardeners ourselves, and was wondering how you make structured water. What is that? Can you define that a little bit more? Maybe I missed it out. I don't know.
You going to answer that, Victoria? Victoria? She got cut off. Young man, your question, are you still there?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay. It's a lot to explain, but you got the units here to, very simple, a portable, that's where most people are starting with a portable unit. We can structure that water, and
can I
spend 2 hours just explaining it.
Can you hear me now?
Build your own.
There you go, Victoria.
Okay, I was muted. I don't know how. Anyway, I was just saying that it's a flow form device, so the water goes through as quickly coming out as going in, and water is the machine. So it is actually the movement of the water through the unit. It goes in opposite directions simultaneously, vortexing, just as it would if it were coming down a mountain stream. In fact, I've heard Clayton say that the whole house unit is roughly equivalent to 10 miles of the mountain stream, and the nature structures cleans, purifies water. So this is what these units are doing, if that helps to give you a visual of it. And you
right,
can see
yeah,
pictures of the units on my website, the biophotonicwater.com website.
So can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Clayton.
Okay. Yes, she's right.
The website again.
I'll give the website, then Clayton can talk. It's biophotonicwater.com, and I will spell it for you. B as in boy, I as in Isaac, O as in Oscar, P as in Peter, H as in Henry, O as in Oscar, T as in Thomas, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, I as in Isaac, C as in Charles, water, water.com, biophotonicwater.com. If you still can't find it, give me a call. My number is 520-325-3400. Again, it's 520-325-3400.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, if you're doing gardening, we have a garden unit, simple. You can put it on the end of a hose and in it, and we've had people say that there was one guy in Maine who was watering his garden, and he had created a bucket of water. He'd taken a 5-gallon pail of water, and he had heard us on a call, which we told him to just take his portable unit and run it up and down in that bucket of water, which he did. He carried that bucket to the end of a row that he already had things growing in his garden,
uh-huh.
And he started scooping out a little bit of water onto each plant. He said he got about 15 feet down his down the row, and he turned around and he could see the difference in his plants already. So it's an amazing elixir to life, not only for plants, for animals, but for you too.
So if I have bacteria in my well water, that'll take that out too.
Yes, it will. And we talked about this a little bit earlier. Basically, bacteria, viruses, and molds toxins and hydrocarbons. Only things that are bad for you are anaerobic. It is a term that means that those things thrive where there's no oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Structured water creates, or let's say frees, an enormous amount of oxygen into the water. So you have an enormous amount of free oxygen, and so all these things can no longer survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Another question I have, is this something fairly new that was recently discovered, or has it been?
Actually, the discovery has been around for probably ever since the Essenes, 2,000 years before Christ. But actually developing it into a technological so that you can utilize it in your garden or in your home is relatively, well, Victoria's been doing it for 7 years, and I was probably doing it for 3 years prior to that. I've probably been doing it for 10 years. A device that you could have bought, say, in Europe, I've heard of structured water units that cost $8,000 to $10,000 each.
Okay.
So these units are really, really affordable compared to that.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, they have a lifetime warranty, and they have a money back guarantee. A 90-day money back guarantee for you to try it, for you to experience what it is and what it will do for you.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it'll bring the bees back by getting rid of all those chemicals Monsanto and their buddies are putting on the fields, you know. So I hope that carries true. I'm waiting to see that company go down.
Well, it takes people to do that. The other really neat thing is I've heard a lot of people say in their yard, just by having structured water in your home changes the animals around you. Birds, for instance. I had a gentleman just recently. He put structured water in a bird bath, or a fountain actually that was running water. And he said that he could, within that same day, he could hear the bird song change. The birds were singing a more, say, vibrant tune.
Yeah. Well, I have a little stream running out the back here. It comes down from the ridge. I don't know. Would it be better than that water? Or
yes.
Comes out of the ground up in the ridge. You know, it runs down over rocks and stones. But the structured water.
Well, the thing about it is groundwater, it depends upon what's in the ground, depending upon how the water's coming up through the ground.
Yeah.
But virtually all ground somewhere along the line, let's say all the there can be toxins in there. There can be underground. Depends on where the water comes through. You know?
Right. Yeah.
It can be beneficial. It can be a combination of all the minerals. I mean, they do reside in the earth.
Uh-huh.
So we never know. I mean, in all these things, you can't see it. You know, the water looks clear.
Right. Yeah.
And the biggest, the saddest condition that's out there today is a condition that is a man-made condition. And that's the chemicals that are, well, there are chemicals that are coming off of fields, unused chemicals. And herein lies a really big problem. And this is a problem all across the world. The chemicals that are used that we have been led to believe is fertilizer, that NPK,
uh-huh.
are man-made chemicals. They were developed in the 1920s in Germany.
Okay.
So if you take nitrogen, for instance, and you pump nitrogen into the soil, nitrogen and potash are salts, right? It's all salts. So what's happening? It's creating a condition that nothing will grow, or less will grow.
Okay, well, I think you answered my question, so I'll move on and let somebody else ask. If they want to, so thank you. Thank you anyway.
Clayton, I got good news for everybody on the call tonight that the stock in Monsanto dropped 35% just recently, and we hope 35, another 35 next week when they get done with major, major lawsuits are going against them. So, folks, it sounds encouraging, but we're now trying to educate everybody. We can bring this soil back to normal, and as long as we can bring soil life back, we don't need those fertilizers.
That's true.
Next question,